Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series talking about a sure foundation. This is talking about how that God's Word is absolutely essential for your spiritual growth and victory. You can't have fruit in the spiritual realm without sowing the seed of God's Word any more than you could have a crop come out without sowing a physical seed in the natural realm. And I've been teaching from parables, and today's going to be my last day to teach on this parable of the sower sowing the seed, and this is recorded in Mark chapter 4. I've already covered three-fourths of all of this parable. This parable is about a man who just threw seed, and it landed on four different types of ground. And then Jesus came back and interpreted this parable and said this parable is about how that the Word of God is like a seed, and the Word of God is sown in different people's lives. The first one is a person who is hardened towards the Word. It never penetrated. They didn't understand, and Satan just stole it from them. It had no impact on them. The second type of person was a person who did receive the Word and was excited about it, but when affliction and persecution came, they got offended. They were more moved by what people thought than they were by what God's Word said, and so the Word of God didn't bring forth fruit. The third type of person is a person that the Word of God was taking root. They had gone past the afflictions and persecutions, and the Word was working in that respect, but then they just got occupied with the affairs of this life, and they got the Word choked because their attention was diffused. It was diverted away from the Word of God. And so this is what we've already talked about. And then the fourth type of ground in this parable is in verse 20. This is Mark chapter 4, verse 20. And it says, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold." So there's a lot of things that we can bring from this parable. One of them is that only one out of four different types of people's hearts received the Word and gave it the proper nourishment and attention that was necessary for it to bring forth fruit. I think that you could apply this to our situation today and basically say that there's a small percentage, somewhere around 20-25% of people today who the Word of God ever really impacts them. You know, I don't know that this is something that we can say this is the way it has to be, but I do think that by observation, this is more the way that it is. I've gone into many churches, and it's kind of a standard, it's an accepted norm among most people that around 20% of church members do all of the work, the giving, and all of those kind of things. About 80% of the people that go to church, they just give little portions here and there. They very seldom get involved, but it's about 20% that actually make the church work as far as them paying their tithes, giving of their time, and working and doing the things necessary to make a church work. You know, that fits right into this parable. And sad to say, among the people that I minister to, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it wasn't a similar type of percent, that there's a very small percent, 20-25%, that really have the Word of God begin to start working in their life. And the sad thing about this is it doesn't have to be that way. The Lord is telling us in this parable what you've got to do to get the Word of God working. And we've spent now over 2 weeks dealing with this parable, and there are literally millions of people that have been watching this program that have heard this and heard these truths. And I know that the Holy Spirit is trying to get these truths to penetrate and go down into your heart and get you to make the commitment necessary to have the Word of God begin to start producing. And yet, for whatever reason, most of it would be just either people are hardened and they don't ever really think about it, they don't give it serious consideration, or those who do desire it, they either get deflected because they've been persecuted and it's going to cost them something if they stand for the Word, or they just get overcharged with the affairs of this life. They get too preoccupied with all of the other stuff. But it doesn't have to be that way. Here's another great truth. This is one of the main points that God has shown me through this parable. Four different types of people that were exposed to the Word. Do you know the one that brought forth the most fruit, or the only one here in this parable that brought forth fruit? It wasn't the one that had more of anything. it was the one that had less. Less of this hard-packed ground, less of the rocks that choked it and kept things from happening, less of the weeds and the thorns and all of this that robbed the nutrients. The ground that produced wasn't ground that had more, it was ground that had less. And of course, the parallel, the real application of this, it's talking about what you've got to do, what kind of heart you need to really provide the ground for the Word so that it can work in your life. And you don't have to be a silver vessel, just a surrendered vessel. The type of person that really lets the Word of God work in their life isn't a person that has more than everybody else. It's actually a person with less, less unbelief, less distraction by all of these other things, less care about what other people have to say about them. I don't know if that helps you, but when the Lord first gave this parable to me and showed it to me and it became a real influence in my life, this was major. Major. Because you know what? I've never been the best at anything. Amen. When I was in school, you know, I never was bad at stuff. I don't have a bad complex about myself, but I'm just saying I was always just average at everything I did. And I don't have to probably say this for most of you. You've probably already thought it. But you know, this voice that I've got, if I was picking, I wouldn't have picked me. I wouldn't have chosen me. I've had people write in and say, I thought it was Gomer Pyle. At first, they thought I was doing this it was a comedy routine. They couldn't believe that somebody seriously was on television that had my voice and things. And then in our television program, we don't have any of the bells and whistles. It's like we don't have, you know, all of the things going on and all of the graphics flying in and out. And I'm not sitting here entertaining you and walking back and forth and screaming and shouting and glory to God and doing all of the things that people have become accustomed to. And, you know, it's just plain. And I had one guy tell me that you are as plain as dirt, is what he told me. And you know what? I took that as a compliment. But my point is that, see, I never have been the best at anything. And when the Lord showed me this, He had just told me to quit college. I was going to the University of Texas at Arlington, and I was preparing for whatever. But, you know, He told me to quit college. Everybody in my family, everybody I knew said, you can't amount to anything. You're going to be a total waste. And they were just saying, you've got to go to college. You've got to get all of this. You've got to do all of these things. And, man, I was just feeling like, God, how could you ever use me? And then I got to reading this parable, and it really stood out to me that the ground that brought forth fruit didn't have more than all of these others. It had less. And when it really comes to the Word of God working in your life, the Word is so simple. The Word of God is powerful. It'll change any situation. The Word of God, if we would just allow the Word to have its full impact in our life, it would produce anything that you need. You know, the Scripture says, lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. The reason that most people don't see the Word of God working is because they are leaning to their own understanding. They depend too much upon themselves. Too much emphasis is put on all of our great ability and our great wisdom and all of the things that we can do. And people don't just let the Word of God work. It's not that people don't have enough. The problem is that people have too much dependence upon themselves, too much fear about what is everybody else going to think, too much involvement in all of these things that sap life from the Word of God. So when the Lord showed this to me, I thought, well, hallelujah. If, man, the thing that makes you fruitful is being less, I may not be able to be more, but I can certainly be less. I can withdraw. I can focus my attention on the Lord, give myself completely to the Word of God. If what makes you fruitful is being less, well, then I knew I could be less. I wasn't sure I could be more, but I knew I could be less. And I really believe that if you could understand and receive what I'm saying, this could really help you. That really, you don't have to be this perfect person. You don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. But if you are just dirt, if you are just available, And if you will take the Word of God and put it in your life and give it first place, these scriptures, this parable, is saying that the Word of God has power in itself. The Word of God brings forth fruit of itself. If you would plant it in your life, the Word of God would work. The Word of God would bring you the healing, the deliverance, the joy, the peace, the prosperity, the success in relationships. It would tell you how to live. It would tell you how to cope with all of the things that are happening in this world. The Word of God has everything that you need. The problem isn't that the Word of God doesn't work. The problem is that most people don't let it work. Most people don't hide the Word in their heart. And so this is what this whole teaching has been about. This is what this whole parable is about. And notice, even among the type of soil that brought forth fruit, there was still variation here. Some brought forth 30 times what that one seed was. Some 60 times. Some 100 times. And I don't think that this is saying that 100-fold return is the maximum. You know, in the natural, if you take a kernel of corn, I had a man tell me that every kernel of corn that you plant in the ground produces a stalk, and there's 3 years of corn on a stalk, and there's over 700 kernels of corn on each ear. So 3 times 700 is 2,100 seeds that you get back for one seed that you sow when you sow a kernel of corn. And so I don't believe that this is a maximum of saying that it's 100-fold. It's just showing that even among those who did do all of the things necessary, that they let the Word of God take root in their heart, and they overcame the criticism of people, and they stayed focused on God and didn't get diverted because of the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. Even among people who did that, there was still a varying amount of return off of this. It's not just automatic. There is a tremendous amount of fluctuation here. And basically, I think that the thing that drives that is how much focus you put on the Word of God. If you meditate in it day and night, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, you will be prosperous. You will make your way, have good success. And if you do it less, you'll receive a lesser degree. You know, if this be true, if all of these things that are in this parable is true, and if the Word of God is to the kingdom of God the way that a seed is to this natural world, if all of these things we've been talking about are true, and all you've got to do is just put the Word in your heart and protect it and not let Satan come and steal it away, and then it'll produce victory. If this is true, there is really no reason that you shouldn't be committing yourself to the Word of God and just studying it day and night and getting it in your heart and letting it have its maximum benefit. If all of these things are true, I don't know why anybody would just shoot for 30-fold when you could have 100-fold or a 200-fold. I don't know why anybody would just say, well, this is all I want. I only want partial blessings. I only want partial victory in my life. I think that most people would go for total, absolute victory in every single area of their life if they really believe this. And so this brings me down to the point that, you know, I think most people do not really believe that the kingdom of God is this simple. They really believe it's got to be more complicated than this. They think that it's based on your own personality. It's based on all of these other kinds of things. I'm telling you, ground doesn't care what's sown in it. You could take ground and you can sow corn in it, or you can sow peas in it, or you can sow anything. And, you know, ground just makes whatever is planted in it grow. It'll start allowing it to germinate. And that's the way that your heart is. Your heart is just fertile ground, and it is growing things. If you aren't growing a proper crop, if you aren't getting a godly crop, if you aren't seeing your prayers answered and good things happen, it's not because there's anything wrong with your heart or with your ground. It's just because you've got something else in there that is choking the right seed that you want, or you haven't allowed it to take root or something like that. But your heart works. This principle works. The Word of God works. If you would take the Word and if you would put it in your heart to the exclusion of other things that are occupying you right now, I guarantee you it'll change you. And you know, it is going to cost you something. I think I've used this example before, but you know, when it comes to like playing Trivial Pursuit, Jamie's parents, when they were alive, they used to like to play Trivial Pursuit when we got together, and they would ask these questions. And I tell you what, I just basically I've been gone someplace for 40 years. I just don't know anything. I don't know any of the music groups. I don't know the sports stuff. I just don't know very much. Now, I do know geography. I know history because I've studied a little bit of that. But I mean, I don't know anything about popular culture. When they ask these questions about television shows or actors or actresses, I don't even know who they are. It's just like I've missed 40 years. And, you know, one time I was just sitting there and we had been playing for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And I hadn't come up with a single thing. It's just like I was sitting there just occupying a chair. I felt useless. And so I decided that I was going to come up with an answer. And I started praying and asking God to give me a word of knowledge and show me what the answer was. So the next question that came up for our side, it was like, what magazine debuted April the 1st, 1953, I think it was. I may have forgotten the date. But anyway, nobody had a clue. I didn't have a clue what it was. And I was over there just praying and believing that God was going to give me the answer. And sure enough, He spoke to me and I spoke out, Playboy magazine. And that was correct. I got it. And it's the only question I answered all day long. And everybody was looking at me, the preacher that knew the year, that the month that Playboy magazine debuted. And they said, you know, you haven't been telling us the whole truth. But honest, it was a word of knowledge. That's the only way I knew it. I'm saying, you know what, it's cost me something. I have been so focused on the Word of God that honestly, I couldn't tell you who won the World Series last year. I can't even tell you sometimes if they're a baseball team or a basketball team or a football team. I don't know all of that stuff. I don't know the movies. I don't know the songs. And it's cost me some stuff. And as a result, there's a lot of times that I'm just unable to cope. My staff sent me on a cruise, Jamie and me on a cruise this last year. And it was really nice. We went on a boat that only accommodated 102 people. And there was only 52 people that were on it. So it was a very small cruise. We had like 25 crew members there. So we nearly had one crew member for every person or every two people on the deal. And it was nice in many ways. I really liked it. But when we would eat and we would try and visit with these people, I didn't have anything to visit about. Like one night we were all sitting around and they got to talking about, all right, what's your favorite drink? And they started talking about Harvey Wallbangers. And I never even heard of this stuff. I didn't know what any of this stuff was. And they came around to me, what's your favorite drink? Well, I've never taken a drink of liquor in my life. And they just, wow, we don't believe that. And then I told them, I said, I've never tasted coffee. And you know what? End of conversation. We just sit there. Nobody says a word. And then another time they got to talking about, you know, movies and stuff like this. I don't know. We sat down with one guy who was a librarian and he was talking about books and authors. I didn't know anything. I mean, if he would have asked me about the Bible, I could have told him about that. But you know, I just basically don't know anything but the Word of God. And there's a lot of you that just think that's terrible. You'd hate it. And I'm not saying maybe I hadn't done everything right. But you know what? What I do know, I've seen my son raised from the dead because the Word of God gives faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I've seen God supernaturally raise me from extreme poverty to where, praise God, I'm seeing millions of dollars a month come in and I'm able to preach the gospel and affect people's lives all around the world. You know, I'm not saying I'm the perfect example, but I am saying that I am a great example of how if being less makes the Word of God more fruitful in your life, it is definitely working. And I would recommend this. There are some of you that you are so well-versed, you know all of this. You could win all of the Trivial Pursuit deals, but you know what? You couldn't overcome a sickness if your life depended upon it. You can't see prosperity. Your relationships are falling apart. And I'm not saying those things to hurt or to criticize anybody, but I'm just saying that we have put the emphasis on the wrong thing. Man, we are so in touch with this world. We know all of these things. We have our hand on the pulse of the world, and we know what every movie star is doing and what all of the latest gossip is and what all of the greatest publication and the newest book, and you know all of these things, and you couldn't quote the scripture if your life depended upon it. Something's wrong with that. I'm not saying that to hurt anybody, but I'm just telling you that if you want to start getting fruit, you need to learn that you have to plant a seed. You can't get fruit in the natural realm without planting a seed and then protecting that seed and pruning it and helping it grow and do what you've got to in the natural realm. Well, in the spiritual realm, this is the seed. You are not going to prosper if you don't know the Word of God. You've got to take God's Word. You've got to put it in your heart, and you've got to fight against all of these things because Satan comes immediately to steal away the seed that has been sown in your heart. Satan knows the potential of the Word. Satan knows the power of the Word. And I guarantee you, he's going to move heaven and earth and do everything that he can to come against the Word of God. And if you aren't absolutely committed to these truths that I've been talking about, if you don't understand how important the Word of God is, if all you're doing is, you know, have you ever seen these little daily bread boxes where there's just a little tiny one scripture on a deal, and some people keep those on their counter, and as they go out, they'll pick one of those up every once in a while and look at it, and that's about as much in the Word as some people get. Some people go to church once a week or once a month and hear somebody read a few scriptures and talk about it, and they think that they're in the Word. I'm just telling you straight up that if you don't get into the Word on your own, if you don't get to where you can know the Word of God, and not quote it because you've memorized it, but quote it because it's a part of you. You've lived it. Once you've lived the Scripture, by His stripes you were healed, and you've faced death, and you've stood on that, and that worked. You'll never have to wonder about, now, what was that Scripture? Where was that Scripture? You live it, it becomes a part of you. Once you start living the Word of God, I guarantee you, there's not a single person watching this program that would regret committing yourself to the Word of God. When you come to the end of your life, if the Lord tarries, and if we don't see Him come back in our life, and if you come to the end of your life, you aren't going to complain about, oh, I wished I'd have watched more movies. I wished I'd have understood more football and baseball. I wished I would have won more Trivial Pursuit games. But I can tell you what you will regret, and that is that if you haven't stood on the Word of God and you've let Satan just steal, kill, and to destroy, and to take away your life, take away your health, take away your family, I tell you, those are the things that are important. Everything in its place is okay. I'm not saying that we should live in a monastery. We are the salt of the earth. We got to get out of the salt shaker to do any good. But there is a way to live in this world without being of this world. There is a way to live in this world without letting it choke the Word of God in our life. And I tell you, most people are not living that way. You need to put a priority on the Word of God, and I'm just here to promise you that if you will do that, you'll never regret it. I've never had anybody take me up on putting God's Word in their life first place and then come back to me years later and say, I wished I hadn't have done that. That was a total waste of time. Never. Never. You'll never do that. The Word of God, whatever time you commit to it, I guarantee you it'll pay you back with dividends many, many times over. You know, I'm out of time today, but I am going to continue this teaching on a sure foundation tomorrow, so I encourage you to listen in. And also, I'm going to be giving out these materials. Our announcer will give you some information, so please call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The third teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled The Sower Sows the Seed is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this third CD free of charge when you write or call.
Let me remind you that today is our last day to offer you this third teaching in this four-part series entitled A Sure Foundation. We make our album, whether it's the CD or the DVD, we make it available for a gift of any amount. And yet there's some people who would not or could not send in anything to get the album. So what I do is I take each individual teaching one at a time and we just give it to you as our gift. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer the third teaching in this four-part set. This third teaching is entitled The Sower Sows the Seed. Today is our last day to make that available to you as a gift. So please call or write and request this teaching today.
You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance next week, January 28th through the 30th. In Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th and in Merritt Island, Florida February 7th. He'll also be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference, March 3rd through the 5th. In Colorado Springs, Colorado for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th. And in Atlanta, Georgia, April 15th through the 17th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. How can Charis Bible College impact you?
There's a lot of good things.
I didn't know some of the things I believed were wrong.
Enlightening, just knowing the truth.
That it's not what we do, but what Jesus did for us.
That it's all about knowing Him.
Being closer to Him, knowing Him more intimately.
It's really transforming me as who I am as a person.
His love for us is unconditional.
And God actually loves me, and He's not even mad with me.
And that has become so real to me.
And it has really set me free.
Go to our website at awmi.net and click on the Bible College link or call our helpline at 719-635-1111 to find out about our Colorado Springs location, extension schools, and night school possibilities.
So as I've seen Him, I've been able to see who I really am.
I'm not even trying to, and He's changed me. It's been awesome.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
And here is the most influential man in the entire nation pointing to John and honoring him and saying, "This is the prophet